Last school year, I participated in something that I had never done before. And honestly, I was a little nervous to say yes to this, but once I committed, I realized it created so much fun. It created really great opportunities for relationship building. It was a culture shift for the entire school, and I did not regret a single second of it. What is the thing that I said yes to? Well, it wasn't a lesson. It wasn't a curriculum thing. It wasn't even a classroom thing. It was something that happened amongst staff at my school, and it was totally optional, but I opted in, and I am thankful for that. And over the course of this episode, what I want to do is give you all of the details so you can create this exact same situation or system in your school to create the same laughter, the same memories, and the same surprise that I was faced with on the last day of school. If you have noticed that the vibe has shifted in your school recently, if you have noticed that there isn't the same camaraderie that you hoped for or maybe that you had in your first few years of teaching, this is something that is really strategic that can get everyone on board and truly building that vibe that we all want to walk into on a daily basis. I think you're gonna love it. So let's get into the idea. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Around this time last year, I got an email from the secretary of our school that said, "Secret PAL questionnaire. Fill out if you want to participate." Now, I was new to this building. I had been in the district for a number of years, but I was new to this elementary setting. So I was not familiar with what a secret PAL questionnaire was. So I went to our amazing secretary and I said, "Hey, can you fill me in? What is this?" And basically, the way that she described it is, it's like Secret Santa. You've probably heard of Secret Santa, where you draw a name and you have to give a gift to that one person on a singular occasion. Or maybe in your school, you've done a whole month of Secret Santa during the month of December. And maybe you're supposed to give a few gifts, but at the end of the month, it's like, surprise, I was the one who gave you the gifts on this day or this month, right? So it's an opportunity to just surprise somebody and get them things that they may like. Well, Secret PALs is that same concept on a whole nother level. Secret PALs is something that happens all year long, and the goal is to keep it a secret for the entire 180 days. So around this time last year, I see this email called Secret PAL questionnaire. I talk to the secretary and she's like, "Listen, it's so much fun. It's completely optional. People don't have to do it. But if you fill out the Google form, then next week I will take all of the forms that people filled out. I will print those and we will do a secret drawing. And from there, the goal is that you drop that item or that gift or that surprise off in their classroom or in their office or on their desk. You can get students involved. We try to make this truly super fun, but also super secret. And then on the last week of school, that person announces, "I was your secret pal with one final gift." And as she described it, I'm like, I'm so in. I am obsessed with this idea. I have never heard of this idea. It is a massive remix of Secret Santa, and I am here for it. And so what I want to do, if you're liking this idea, is I want to tell you about the questions that were on this Google form, just to give you the whole picture, so you have all of the details. First question was, what is your birthday? Because we thought it would be fun, right? If your secret pal maybe did something special for your birthday. Another question is, favorite color, favorite holiday, favorite sweet snack, favorite salty snack, favorite drink, favorite place to eat, favorite scents, favorite places to go if you had a gift card for $5, for $10, for $20, favorite thing to do in your free time, favorite school supply that you use almost daily, do you like coffee, tea, or other? Of course, that should be school appropriate, disclaimer, because obviously this is getting sent out via school email, okay? Other questions that were included were t-shirt size, in case you wanted to get them some sort of apparel, favorite thing to buy from somewhere like the Dollar Tree or the Dollar General, the dollar store that you have in your area. And then finally, are there any other favorite things that your secret pal should know about you? So that was the questionnaire. And I spent a lot of time filling it out because honestly, I'm a little picky, straight up. I'm a little picky. I'm a little particular. And I thought, if I want to have so much fun with this, I'm going to be oddly specific. I am going to be detailed because I think that makes it a little bit more fun when you are on the receiving end of it. So everyone got to take time to decide, one, do you want to participate in Secret Pal for the year? Okay. Next was fill out the Google form. And then our secretary kind of did the logistics from there. If your secretary is on board, heck yes. If your secretary is not on board, could you be the teacher who says, hey, I'm going to organize this. I'm going to orchestrate this. Could it be your principal, your vice principal? Heck, could it be your superintendent? Really, it doesn't matter who is organizing Secret Pals as long as kind of one person is orchestrating it to kind of help with the details to make it as secretive as possible. Now, what's really fun about this, if you have a large school district, is that it could be so secret, especially if you have high participation. What made it fun in my school district is we're relatively small. If everyone in the building said yes to this, we're at like 20 people participating. And we had really good staff buy-in. For some people, they decided not to do it because they were going to be on maternity leave. For some people, they decided not to do it because they just didn't want another thing on their plates, and full respect. But I will just give a full confession right here, right now. I had a great experience with it last year. I will totally say yes to it again this school year. In fact, I want to tell you kind of how it played out for me. On drawing day, our secretary had taken the Google Forms and printed them. So every single person's data was on one sheet. And she made sure that if you were going to do this, that you came into the office and randomly selected one of the sheets. And when you saw that sheet, it had your person's name and all of the data from their Google form printed on it. And she said, you are going to take your very first drawing. The only way you don't take that sheet is if you happen to randomly have drawn your own. So she fanned out all of the printed Google form data. They were all face down. I randomly selected one. I looked at it and I said, it's not me. And she said, then that is your secret pal. And I was excited about my secret pal. I was like, okay, this is really, really exciting. Now, keep in mind, I didn't have personal relationships with practically anybody in this school because I was new. So I was really thankful that I had this list of favorite things because honestly, it caused me to learn a lot about that person. On the flip side of that, because I was new to the building, all my Secret Pal had was what I filled out on that form. And it was funny because we did a staff like bingo event a couple weeks after we figured out who our Secret Pals were. And we were sitting around the table and I'm like, I have some questions about Secret Pal. I signed up for it. I'm excited about it. I'm not going to say if my Secret Pal is sitting at this table, but here's what I need to know. How often are we supposed to get gifts? And the consensus was about once a month, you should give a gift. About once a month, you should receive a gift. But they said, it's completely up to you. And I said, okay, so about every month. I said, and now what is the monetary value of these gifts? And they said, well, it's really up to you. So some people do $5, $10, $20. It's really what you are comfortable with, okay? And I am absolutely okay with it being that loosey-goosey. I think some people get into this more than others. So some people might want to do monthly. Some people might want to do quarterly. I think that's fine. I think that the monetary thing gets hard because what if your Secret Pal is somebody who's going to give a $20 gift every single month, but you are giving a $5 gift every single month, right? That can create some Secret Pal drama. I am happy to say that there was no Secret Pal drama with my Secret Pal because what I was giving and how often I was giving it did happen to match what my Secret Pal was giving me in the same frequency. So here's what I did. About every month, I gave approximately a $20 gift. Now, keep in mind, we didn't start this officially until October, and we finished it in May. So doing the math on that, did I spend approximately $150 on my Secret Pal? I did, okay? And I was comfortable with that. That was fine with me. I understand that some school districts may want to spend more, some school districts may want to spend less, and it's a completely like individual situation. Now, in my school district, there are only a handful of men who work in the elementary school. And so as I was looking through the data sheet for my Secret Pal, I did happen to get a man. He was the PE teacher at the time. And I started looking through and I was like, okay, this is really good data. I can absolutely get favorite candies, favorite drinks. But I decided to go with gift cards as a theme for my Secret Pal. I absolutely did favorite treats and favorite drinks a number of times, but I really focused on gift cards. So at the very beginning of my Secret Pal season, back in like October, I went to the Casey's General Store because that's what is available in the town that I teach in. And I got a bunch of $20 gift cards to places that my Secret Pal expressed that they liked, okay? So I got Chili's because he identified that as his favorite restaurant. I got Amazon because that was on the sheet. But I also knew the town that my Secret Pal lived in, and I was familiar with some of the restaurants that are available in that town. So I also got some local spots that I thought, okay, if he likes Chili's, then I think he'll also probably like this Mexican restaurant. So I did a variety of like corporations, larger restaurants, and I also did a lot of smaller businesses because I like to support like local small businesses. And then I got a whole bunch of stuff, but I bought all of my Secret Pal loot at once because I didn't want to be the Secret Pal that was forgetting. I bought everything. I kept it in a very specific spot in my office at the elementary building, and that's what I decided to do. And it worked really, really great. So that's just kind of a hack. If you're like, oh God, I'm going to be a terrible Secret Pal because I'm going to always forget. I went and I took that printed sheet with me to a store and I bought all the candy, all the treats, all the drinks, all the gift cards at once. And then I just kind of paced that and spaced that out. I also did handwritten notes, but I tried to change my handwriting a number of times because I didn't want my Secret Pal to know it was me. Now, here's what I'm going to say. This is just one of the many, many, many ideas that unfold in my teacher life on a daily basis. And I want you to know, if you are looking for incredible ideas for staff culture, for community culture, for you to like your teacher life even more, then the Awesome Academy is for you. The Awesome Academy is a 6-course virtual PD series where you can earn up to 90 hours worth of PD credit by participating in these really engaging, really fun courses that are focused on classroom management, behavior management, social and emotional learning, school culture, and all of the things that you need in order to have your best school year yet. Registration is still open, but only for a short period of time because we are getting rocking and rolling on the Awesome Academy very, very, very soon. You can check out monicajensa.com/Awesome Academy to get signed up. Again, 6 courses over the course of the entire school year spread out strategically so you are getting exactly what you need in your teacher life at the right moments. If you are feeling stressed out, burnt out, or passionate and absolutely wanting more purposeful ideas, then the Awesome Academy is for any and all of you. You can check out the show notes, monicajensa.com/Awesome Academy to get signed up. I do not want you to miss this special opportunity to have your most awesome school year yet. I want you to see the big picture on Secret Pals, so I want to tell you about some of the things that I received from my Secret Pal. But I want to give you some backstory on this, because about 2 weeks into Secret Pal, I received a text from somebody who said, "I swear I'm not your Secret Pal, but your Secret Pal reached out to me and said, help. I saw Monica's data and it is so specific. I don't know half the stuff that she is even talking about." And in all fairness, my Secret Pal was right, because when I filled it out and it said like favorite candy, I probably didn't even write my favorite candy because I love candy. I try not to eat it. And when it said favorite salty snack, I'm sure I put something down super, super random because I love salty snacks, but I try not to eat them. Full transparency, I have very little self-control when it comes to food because I love snacks. I love candy. I have some guilty pleasures like Coke Zero, like really good Nespresso coffee pods. So for the employee that texted me, I sent her information back and said, "Yeah, that's probably my bad. I probably dug a little too deep on my Google form when I originally filled it out." So I sent her some ideas, but then I got to thinking, is this a whole cover up? Is this person actually my Secret Pal? Because this is such a great idea to be like, "I promise I'm not your Secret Pal, but your Secret Pal reached out and wants to have some more ideas." So then I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if the person who's texting me is actually the person who has me. Well, I'm going to say more about that later. I got my very first gift and it had Coke Zero, a case of Coke Zero. I was like, oh, hell yeah. It had a Starbucks gift card. And I'm like, yes, I love this. And it also had my favorite protein bars on them that not everywhere sells them. So this person really had to do a little bit of digging in order to find these protein bars. And I swear to you, when that arrived on my desk, it made my whole day. Those are my favorite items. Those are things that I have at my house sometimes. But then just sitting on my desk as I walked in, I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. My Secret Pal nailed it. Then my Secret Pal nailed it again a few months later. The person gave me Magic Spoon Protein Rice Krispie Treats. Again, very random, very specific treat. I love Rice Krispie Treats. Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treats are da bomb. Try not to eat them because, again, I have no self-control. I can tear a box of those up. But I do love Magic Spoon Protein Rice Krispie Treats. Hashtag not sponsored, though I would accept a partnership. Nonetheless, they got me Magic Spoon Rice Krispie Treats. Those are super expensive, and that was super nice of them. Also attached to it, a blender cup. Not because I drink protein shakes out of blender cups, but I love the nozzle on a blender cup. Here's why this is so important. It's because I did not say on my Secret Pal sheet that I love blender cups, but I carry one every single day. Every single day, I am carrying either coffee or I am carrying later on in the day a water bottle, but specifically a blender cup because the nozzle is so good. I don't need one of those special Hydro Flask, Owala, Hydro Tanks, whatever water bottle is trending. I say no thank you because I don't even like cold water. I like room temperature, hell, lukewarm water because it's easier to drink and the nozzle on a blender cup is perfect. I have never publicly stated that, but my Secret Pal was clearly making an observation because that's the kind of cup that they got me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, my Secret Pal is so observant. I love my Secret Pal. This is amazing. And so that is the kind of like attention and observations that you can put in to really make your person feel special. I also started to think like, who in the heck is this? Because I've never caught them coming into my space to put this on the desk. It was easy for me to sneak gifts to my Secret Pal because my Secret Pal did breakfast duty every single morning. So I could sneak into his PE office and put it on his desk while he was taking care of the super donuts and the biscuits and gravy. I never got caught once. In fact, my Secret Pal never got caught once either. And I am still amazed. How did I never see these gifts arriving? One day, there was a box on my desk. And I didn't know who it came from. There was no note. There was no nothing. It just was a box. And I opened the box and it was an LED hat, like a ball cap that had an LED panel on the front. And it came with directions on how you could download an app and customize a message or customize a picture for the hat. I had no idea where it came from. I went to the principal and I was like, do you know where this hat came from? And she's like, no. I went to the secretary. I was like, yo, do you know where this came from? And she's like, no. I said, nobody knows where this hat came from because I am obsessed. This is amazing. And the secretary said, well, maybe it's from your Secret Pal. So then I was like, how would the secretary have known that? Maybe the secretary is my Secret Pal. I have an office space at the front of the school because I do SEL for the entire school. And so I don't have a specific classroom in this building. I teach in all classrooms throughout the day. And so in the office, I have the secretary in there with me. I have the school nurse in there with me. The principal's in there. So there's kind of four of us. And I feel like we've got some like inside jokes as a front office. It's fun. It's great camaraderie. So then I'm thinking like, they know how quirky I am. Are they my Secret Pal? Is the nurse my Secret Pal? I swear to goodness, all year long, I was questioning who it was in a good way. But this hat was absolutely spectacular. Did I wear that hat to the next faculty meeting? Yes, I did. Did I put custom messages on that hat throughout the entire faculty meeting? Yes. Was I hoping to catch my Secret Pal's eyes and they had a special sparkle in them knowing like nailed the gift? I had no clue who it was still. I had it narrowed down to like four people because honestly, at this point in the year when I received the hat, it was like springtime. A lot of people had cracked and they're like, I know who my Secret Pal is. And they would say it out loud. And I'm like, careful, because we're a small enough school where if you say out loud who your Secret Pal is, process of elimination is going to lead me to just know who mine is just by sheer numbers. And so it was not necessarily Secret Pal for everyone, but I had it narrowed down to either the teacher who texted me at the beginning, because I continued to text her. I was like, my Secret Pal nailed it today. In case it's you, my Secret Pal nailed it today, just so you know. And she never cracked. She's like, I'm not your Secret Pal. I'm not your Secret Pal. But I'm like, but you could be. So I thought it was her. I thought that it was maybe my secretary or the principal, but I wasn't even sure if they were participating. So then that got me questioning, like, but they could be participating. They might be. Or I thought it was maybe one other person because that was simply by process of elimination. So I had my secret pal narrowed down to one of three people. And at the end of May, on the last day of school, I see somebody walking down the hallway before meet and greet. And this person has a case of Coke Zero, another box of protein bars, and a Jersey Mike's gift card. And I was like, no freaking way. Those are all my favorite things right there in one beautiful bundle. And she looks at me and she's like, I'm your secret pal. And I was like, what? Oh, I thought by process of elimination you were, but I started to second guess everything. I love this. And she's like, I thought for sure you knew it was me. And I was like, well, clearly somebody was like all up in my TikTok because I talk about Magic Spoon Rice Krispie Treats all the time. I talk about this hat now all the time. I ended up wearing that hat to our staff party at the end of the school year. And it was a head turner. People loved this hat. And so what I realized was my secret pal was being so observant. Either she was or somebody was feeding her ideas. And so I went to the secretary. I'm like, I figured out who my secret pal was. And it wasn't you. I thought it was maybe the secretary. And she's like, that hat? I sent her that link. And I was like, oh. She's like, we saw that on some Instagram ad. And we sent it to her being like, if you need something for Jenta, we think she would love this. My whole point to this is yes, everyone is assigned one secret pal. Everyone is the secret pal for one person. But those who aren't playing, those who aren't participating, are still involved in this. It's like teamwork at its finest because it's secret teamwork, only so at the very end you have this amazing surprise. This was my experience. I think that my secret pal was 10 out of 10 great. Now, in the last week of school, I also went into the cafeteria to let the PE teacher know that I was their secret pal. And I included another gift card and I included a note about how much fun I had with my secret pal. And it was fun because we had been bags partners earlier in the year and we had gotten a picture together and we had given each other a high five during the bags tournament. And when I told him, hey, I'm your secret pal, he's like, oh, no way. He had no idea it was me. And we had this really great moment and I loved it. Ironically, when we won the bags tournament, I was also wearing the digital hat. I have just loved this idea so much, and I don't know if I am having cohesive thoughts as I explain the details to you, because unlike other ideas that I share on this podcast, this was an idea that took 180 days, one full year to kind of play out. So I am trying to remember all of the details and the order of the details as they happened in real life. Like, a whole year later. Now, are we doing secret pals in my school again this year? Yes, and I absolutely am participating. So if as you listen to this, you're like, girl, the details were good, but I felt like I was caught in a pinball machine and it was kind of hard to understand, then absolutely don't hesitate to reach out and I will clarify anything. But if you're looking to add some fun to your school staff culture, then I really do think the concept of secret pals is something that you can do. I love that it's optional. I love that it's fun. I love that it's simple. And I love that it's going to bring smiles to your staff, not just for a short period of time, but over the long game of this school year. I think we need more stuff like this in order to be pumped about walking into our schools every single day. Are there going to be days that you're like, what a freaking mess? What a mess. School's a mess. Students are mad. Parents are mad. Things are blowing up in your face. And then you walk into your classroom and your secret pal has snuck a treat, the perfect treat for you, whether it's a bag of munchie mix with the the Sun Chips and the Doritos and the Cheetos, and that happens to be your favorite, and it is paired with an ice cold Diet Mountain Dew, the trashiest snack combo ever, but it's your favorite, and that brings joy to the journey of the day and turns your frown upside down and makes it a smile, that's gonna be a win. I think those moments matter. And I think Secret Pals is a perfect opportunity to make that happen more frequently. One other way to bring more smiles to your school more frequently is by enrolling into the Awesome Academy. I would love for you to join on this 6-course PD series that is happening throughout this school year. Remember, you can earn up to 90 hours worth of PD credit. Check out monicagenta.com/Awesome Academy to get signed up. I don't want you to miss this opportunity. I can't wait to hear from you about your thoughts on this. If you have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out. But I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. More importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.